Now let's move on to tone and resonance. Tone, or timbre, basically means the actual sound of your singing voice. The common pitfalls in the production of tone are that often the sound produced is too breathy due to using too much air too quickly. Or at the other end of the scale, the tone is too tight as a result of tension, and the sound is therefore squashed and restricted. Now, if you can create the openness in the throat we've already discussed and connect it to the correct breathing technique, you should, as a result, have a beautiful tone to your voice. Let's just listen to some examples of tone. First, breathy tone. This is the oldest pop trick in the book. Some singers convince themselves that this weak, breathy tone shows a soft and sensitive side. However, they will never get a truly competent and agile voice with this overuse of breath. Don't get me wrong, a soft tone with a hint of breathiness can be a great way to colour a song. But if you master good tone first, these breathy effects will be easier to do and much more effective. Secondly, tight tone. By now, you should understand that this voice is being gripped by tensions and pressure. There is no openness, no lifting of the soft palate. The sound is trapped. Now listen to this. Good tone. What a far greater sound. This good tone is a result of connecting the voice to the breath with deliberate energy and effort, but no tension. These clear tones create strong vibrations. Vibrations that can be felt all over the face and head, depending on how high or low the note. These vibrations are called resonance. I want you to pause the CD for a moment. Think about everything you've learned so far. And experiment with tone. Try connecting the breath with plenty of energy to the sound. And then sing any long mid-range note. But the sound must start as easy as a sigh.
Ah.
And not with a push from the throat like this.
Ah.
Experiment with breathy and tight tones for a moment. Hopefully you should now understand how inferior they sound to an open, clear, and supported tone. Welcome back. Now, to resonance. Resonance is what determines the final sound and quality of your voice. The fantastic thing about you is that you are totally original. Yes, you are. There's only one of you, and therefore your nose, face, cheekbones, head and chest, in fact all of your resonating cavities, are a one-off. This is why no two voices sound the same, and what a boring world it would be if they did. As I said earlier, I'm not going to bog you down with too much detail and jargon, as knowing the fancy names of the resonating areas in your head won't help you to sing better. When we sing, the sound vibrates. It's these physical sensations of vibration in different areas that we need to become accustomed to. These are sensations that only you feel, and you direct by mental control. They have nothing to do with what the listener actually hears. Put very simply, the singing voice has two broad areas where it resonates and produces sensations, depending on how high or low the note is. The chest voice is the sensation for low, warm, and rich notes, which can be felt in your chest, throat, and mouth. And the head voice is the sensation for higher and brighter notes, where the vibrations feel like they've left your throat and mouth, have moved up through your soft palate, and travelled further back and higher up, so that they come out of the top or even back of your head. As well as chest and head voice, we can alter resonance by placing sound forwards. This allows us to brighten tone by resonating notes around our cheekbones and nose. Now, I don't mean in your nose. We don't want a nasal block sound. I mean either side of it. This area is often called the mask, and as the word suggests, it refers to the front of your face where a mask will be placed. Just try humming a mid-range note now. Think the sound forwards out of the mask. That is, around your cheekbones and either side of your nose. Can you feel the buzzing, tingling vibrations? Well, that's forward resonance. Just check that the sound isn't too nasal. Remember, the majority of those vibrations should be at the side of your nose and cheekbones, not in your nose. Later on in the recording, you will see how we need to balance the brightness of forward placing with the darker, duller sound of the yawn and lifted soft palate. Let's do an exercise so that you can feel these sensations of the chest and head voice. We'll do the siren again. Now remember to keep the larynx relaxed as your voice goes higher. Ensure that the chin and head don't lift as you go up the scale. Feel the change in sensation as the notes rise. You should feel the vibrations start in your chest, climb up your throat, mouth, nose, and eventually into your head on the high note. Then the reverse as you come back down. Listen to the singer first, then you try. Now it's your turn. The use of these resonating areas is what brings a voice to life. If you simply force or let the sound come straight out of your mouth, it will sound dead and colourless. But by mentally directing the sound, that is, simply thinking it to the particular resonating areas in your body and head, it will go there. It will literally ring around these cavities, be amplified, and much more pleasing to the ear. Refer to Figure 5 in your booklet. The aim of any singer should be to have a voice that sounds clear and even from the chest voice up through the head voice. Most of the average male's voice is in the chest rather than the head. And the opposite applies for females. Many singers fear the transition between the chest and head voice, but there really is no need. The answer isn't something mystical. It's simply about blending and combining the joins. We'll call this blending and joining area the middle voice. Believe me, it's a lot better for the long-term health, agility, and appeal of your voice to learn how to blend the voices rather than pushing and stretching and grabbing for notes that are too high for your chest voice. An even, controlled voice through its entire range is what's really impressive, not some fool damaging their vocal cords to screech a note. Once again, I'm not going to bore you with technical stuff. I'll just put it into simple imagery, and once you've grasped the concept, you'll be able to use it in the exercises on CD2. As you sing from low to high, and you can feel the sound travelling out of your chest, don't let the larynx rise by tightening up. Keep it relaxed and visualize the sound moving into the space in the high back of your throat. At this point, you will in fact be in a mix of chest and head voice, or the middle voice. As you continue to sing higher, simply direct the sound with your mind into your head and let go of your chest sensation entirely. And that's it. It's that easy. Imagery and practice, and you'll crack it. Don't let high notes become a monster. Enjoy them, don't fear them. Let's try this mental movement of the sound, from chest through middle to head voice. We'll sing a scale to the R sound. It's very important the vowel shape you make with your mouth does not alter throughout the scale. The mask must stay totally relaxed. The only changes should be inside the mouth, as more space is created for the higher notes. Use the mirror to keep check on unnecessary facial movement. Listen to the singer first, then you try. Now, over to you. There's one more thing to add to this method, because I guarantee you probably did it wrong on your first attempt because you tried too hard. Now, this is very important. Please listen. Higher notes do not need more effort. Higher notes do not need more effort. What they do require is a steady amount of air constantly spinning to support the note. But if you think to yourself, oh, here it comes, and push extra effort and air through, your larynx muscles will panic and grip, and the smooth transition is lost. Less is more. I'll say it again. Less is more. Try the exercise again with this in mind.